Article audio is made possible by Cast 11 Prescott Podcast Network, a Talking Glass Media production. The City of Prescott provided an update on water quality, including information provided by the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, with a report that was released on Wednesday, April 10, 2024. Today, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, released the first national drinking water standard for the chemicals known as PFOA/PFAS, also known as forever chemicals. As anticipated, the EPA has set enforceable maximum contaminant levels at 4.0 parts per trillion for PFOA and PFOS, individually. According to the EPA's April 10, 2024, press release, this standard will reduce exposure from these PFAS in our drinking water to the lowest levels that are feasible for effective implementation. All public water systems have 3 years to complete their initial monitoring for these chemicals. They must inform the public of the level of PFAS measured in their drinking water. Where PFAS is found at levels that exceed these standards, systems must implement solutions to reduce PFAS in their drinking water within 5 years. This means that the city has until 2029 for full compliance, but Prescott is fortunate that we are already compliant with the rule. Prescott had just one non-compliant well, Airport Well No. 5, and by removing that well from our system, we have been able to produce drinking water that is already under the new standard without other mitigation requirements, said Public Works Director Gwen Rowich. The City of Prescott has been testing for PFOA/PFAS for over a year, and the test results have been provided to the public via press release, the city's website, and annual water quality reports available online at. While we are already compliant with the new standards, we will likely bring in consulting professionals to assist us in determining what mitigations may be the most effective long-term means of assuring adequate supplies of safe drinking water for the future, and we will follow closely to determine whether there are federal funds available for the city's use, said Rowich. Fuel leak in Chino Valley. Following the news that there was a significant release of fuel into the ground in Chino Valley, the utility staff had vicinity wells tested. Test results indicated no evidence of contamination from this event. Samples were taken from Chino Wells 3, 4, and 5. The utility's operations will continue sampling over the next several months to confirm that no contamination has occurred. Catch up with more local news stories on SignalsAZ.com.